Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're going to look specifically at being a role model for adolescents, which is a particularly turbulent period of development for a lot of people as our understanding of the world increases and as we start to prepare ourselves for stepping into the adult world. And also, this is a point where adult role models can be really, really vital for young people. But that type of role modeling actually changes. And so the things that we're going to be able to show them changes as they grow and develop as well. So what can you do for teenagers? So some of the most effective role modeling for teenagers is showing them how to manage emotions. So as adults, it's really important to be able to actually show, express, and role model sustainable emotional coping skills for our teenagers so that they build emotional resilience and are then able to navigate the world that they're growing up and becoming adults in. We can continue to role model the importance of understanding the experiences of others and so have open discussions about and live through examples of being really considerate of others and their feelings and keeping that in mind when we make decisions about our own actions. And so we can actually help to role model for our teenagers the importance of considering the impact of our behaviour on others at this time. We can also role model some really effective problem-solving skills and provide examples of how to deal with challenges or conflicts in our life in a really calm and productive way without getting too upset and angry and finding win-win solutions. And this will actually encourage the young people in our lives to respond in the same way and develop their problem-solving skills into adulthood. We can include them in mature conversations in the family and actually value their input and worldview, even if it differs from our own. And so what we're actually role modeling there is tolerance and acceptance. And not only can our young people then grow up to be more tolerant and accepting, but they can learn to navigate difference in their world, which is going to be really, really important. And hopefully the whole world will benefit from that. A couple of other things that are really important when it comes to modelling for teenagers. One of them is that it's okay to role model being imperfect. And so by acknowledging and learning and demonstrating that we can acknowledge and learn from the mistakes we make, we're actually showing them and we're setting a really important precedent for our young people that it's okay to be wrong and own that and find new ways of being and actually learn from that experience. The last thing and the most important thing when it comes to all forms of role modelling is to practice what you preach so that both the information and the observation of the young people are actually consistent, and so there's no mixed messages there. So this week's mind game is to think about your own life and see if you can spot an area in your life where there may be an inconsistency between what is actually being said and what is being done, and see what you can do to kind of spot that and bridge that gap in some way, and how you might be able to do that differently. And by doing so, you'll actually start to become a much better role model to anyone who's walking in your shadow, and any of the kids in your life. So if you'd like more information, you can check out the Raising Children Network. They've got a whole bunch of really great resources on parenting and role modeling. www.raisingchildren.net.au. Enjoy the role this week on Mind Games.